Daf Beis Tosfos. Mavid has told him 20 hours after the night that Marim or Linus asked, they should have said Heksha Mavid first, which is a Lechi and a Kaira, and if you put it above 20, then you might. So the Tanna would rather start with this Lashon, just like the Mishnah Sukkah starts. They first asks very well from the Gemara, why is it different than Sukkah that says Pesulah? Sukkah, the Rashi Tanna Pesulah, Rashi says, Shach to say Lashon Pesul, since it was the days when Moshe was given this Midah, even though Natar is also Shach to Kanta. The Lashon of the Ibu Hashem, the Rashi also says Tanna to Kanta, doesn't come out according to Rashi, because even according to the first Lashon, but the Rashi would say to Kanta, it doesn't say only that it's Shach to say Lashon Pesulah. Therefore, wants to say the Sukkah, the Rashi says Pesulah, which Lashon Yomayat is Mashmah Chomer Ba'om. And you'll come to make a mistake and say Dafka like a tchila. But the Eved, you're okay. But Mavid Rabbana, we don't have to be chashish. This we see in Perikam, the Nechanak, they put above 20 hours as possible, kept Sukkah Chamavoy. Even the Nechanak is the Rabbana, says possible. So it says because it's Sukkah, it says the Agav Sukkah, which is after it. Or over there, he couldn't say you might. As much as it's lit, you're allowed to put it back down. That's not Shach, because even according to Mandom, mitzvah, you have to put it out and relight it. It shouldn't say that he's doing it for his own need. As we see over there, by Dlikah Bifnei, V'Dichah V'Chutz. It says, Al Pesach, Ulam Abayis. This pasuk is not in any place. And the Rishon says, we find it says, Ulam Abayis. Another pasuk says, Pesach Abayis. It's like as if it's written by Hedi in one pasuk, in Yecheskel. One is in Yecheskel Mem, and one is in Yecheskel Mem Zayin. Pesach Ulam Abayis. And the Chum say, if it would say Pesach Ulam, like you said, but since it wasn't written in any place, Ulam Abayis. So we said, Ashka Mishka the Ikra Mignish. Now, Afkamina is it's not Deicha Shabbos, and a person should go with the dust that's on his leg, feet. As much as Mishkan Mikdash, we learn out from one another, so to the first pregnant Chulun, by Mumin, the Apostle of Kanavim, by years, it says, I would think of Shiloh Vesalam Kain, Tosus S, and second pregnant Shavuos, we need two psukim. It says, you should write either the Mikdash, so beside the Yuma in many places, so on the Sun explains the hair, you don't need a pasuk. Because the Ikadosh is not on the Mikdash, the Mishkan didn't have any doors. And this, second school is a Svar, if the pasuk wouldn't pass that even on Shiloh, since it's not telling the Kedushas of Mishkan. Shalom the Shechter before they open the Dals, as Eichas Pasuk. Taisa says, say because of the Shechter before Tom Cheshachar, and say, Ha Oilo Oilo Shechter, and Tom Cheshachar also needs Psychos Dals, Eichel, as we see in Tom and Nishchem Psochem. Tom and Nishchem was not Shechted until they heard the call Shashim that it was open. So Taisa says, the Pasuk of Ha Oilo is Dafka sacrificing and not the Shechit. Or, that's La Mitzvah, it's not Ma'akah, as we see in Hedrin at Chelis. And this we're going to Seft, the call as Vach Shechdim and Tom Cheshachar. Or he was ma'akud after Moshe Rabbeinu's apostle. It's only the Rabbanim. Or Heirinir, if they open it and they close it up again. That's based on base. Taisvus. Both according to Rabbanim are bidden. Let's learn how from Pesach Shara Chaitzer. He's asking the width, as Rashi explained, because in the height you can't ask a question. Since we find that the Pesach Heichel and Zor that was taller 20, and also if he's going in the height, he wouldn't have answered bidden Pesach Shara Chaitzer. About the liquor Pesach Yosef Ben Chamish, because Shara is godly Pesach. It's going in the width. Shalana Charachatzah is wide 20, as we see in the Pesukim. Even though three pillars were standing in the Rechav Pesach, as we see in the Pesuk, nevertheless, the Avira of this side, the Avira of this side is Mabatla, as we see later on. So the answer, the Pesach Shah, Ikri, Pesach Stam, it's not called. Even though Pashmim Pesina, we find that it's called Pesach Stam, we don't have to be choshes, since in many places it's called Pesach Shah. Just like that, we find that Kaim Israel, the Menachas, the Tzim, Tzim, Yamin, Shadikos Yad, Tzizki Yoshes, Ob Yad, Yamina, and Idach Yad, Yamin, Ikri Yad, Stam, Alo Ikri. Even though afterwards it says Yismach Yadav. Another teretz, ki ksiv, 15 hours were goyim with the ksiv. But on the record there's no shem furish, and it could be so the Mashal says that this is one tesis with the previous one. But by the width there's no shem furish. It could be that the Pesach was wide 10 or less. And we're going to say after it was fast as Bechamon, that's what we're based in Pekach. Kaddish says Mizbeach Govoi was 10 amos, meaning twice the length, and the climb around was 15. The Koy shouldn't stand in the void, and everyone should be able to see him. This is what it says with Kloim and Koy May Amos, meaning from the Sfas Mizbeach and onwards was 5 amos tall. This is what it says Mizbeach 3 amos Kamosa, that's from the Sfas Sevet and onwards. Read the Argus over there that Mizbeach was 3 amos, he says Mamash 3 amos, the climb was 5. And this Shinur, last time it's a hair, doesn't. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't answer it, only according to Chum. Because Rabbi Yehuda says the climb was 15 hours, not the height, it was the width. Taisa says, what's the kasha here? Taisa asks, why does it ask Shani Pesach Chatzot? It says a Pesach, that the Klun says, they were hooks on the Vav and Wood, and these were the climb went on, and had a Tzuz HaPesach. So it says, we see later on, the Tzuz HaPesach that he made when I saw it, is like nothing. Also, it's not Shred, because according to Rabbi, Paschal Rav says you need to be in line, even though it has a Tzuz HaPesach. Therefore, when he mentions some of Rabbi Yehuda, Vizosh Ulugomer, but the Pala and Rebbe doesn't argue, and doesn't answer Shani Ulan Dabla Tzus HaPesel, because he holds according to Rav. And we'll see later on the bottom of the Omid, Taka Rav holds it to be like even Tzus HaPesel. Taisus asks, the pasuk is from Araya that Ben Rechav said. So the Ritzah says, Mashmalay, Larach Bidam Zaman. Even if it's not tall, only five. Therefore, yes, if it's not tall, only five, let's learn from Pesach HaChatzah that even wide 20 is considered a Pesach. So Pesach, it says that the Maksha didn't like this question. Because Pesach Shah is Ikr, since it's so short. Also, Pashim Midbar Sinai, there's an Ikr, it's called Pesach Stam, that comes out because of verse in all the swarm, Malam Gvoyehei Vrach HaChav. And the answer, Afilach Pesach Shah Ikr, since it's wide, so wide. This that he calls a Pashim Midbar Pesach Stam, you know, to be chesh, as we explained earlier, because that's the derech of the pasuk, you really use it, even though it's not called pasuk. Like by Yad Yamin, and then it says Yad. Now the Teretz Kalonim was 15 amos with Goyva, the Ksiv, that means the pasuk of Yakel, that's Avada, speaking about the height. It says Kalonim, Chavish Hashem, and Akosa. It says Akosa Hashem, Zim 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 Zim. Now, if not for the pasuk before it, that it's speaking about the height, you wouldn't need to write Zim 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 Zim, since it already explained one side. And Avada, the first pasuk speaks about the height, and this one says the first pasuk of Adem Shloisha, and that's much on the width. That could be it's going on the after pasuk. Pasuk later it says going on the width. Now, right, the Maksha brings the pasuk of Truma, 15 amos kloim, and the Mataritz Hevi the pasuk of Vayakel, Pashas Vayakel, kloim chameshas ana lakosef. Also, Rashi was beside the Gemara brings earlier Lakosa Hashem Zem Zev of the Yaakov, and it didn't bring the Pasuk of Truma, which to him was the Pasuk that he brought first, meaning Lakosa Hashem Chalesh HaSamiklon. And he brought it because he explained this Pasuk, and now Vada, that speak about the height, is Pasha, that's called the Shah. In the beginning, he only asked, it's not Mashma, it's called a Shah because of the height of only five. Abai said the argument, the Bryce says Mashma, that we always learn it out from Pesach Ulam, and it's mashma till the width of 20. Taisa says later on, he said the Rebbe is not mashma only till 13 amos and a third. So he answers on the bottom that's a chumra ba'al they learn from pasuk eros till 40 or 50 amos. You can't ask now if Mada 50 is more to 40, of course, because you could say mem v'num is like people say 40, 50 is one thing. So he said let it need doors like the heichel, even though the omoy that were also at the Pesach Rakhav Yud didn't have doorways. Nevertheless, it's called a Pesach because it wasn't tall, only 10. Or, the El Moed, the Shlek, it didn't, it was not called a Pesach because it was open totally. Because it didn't have any gifufi, any like things to block people from, or like thorns hanging down. So it was, it shouldn't help the Tzuris of Pesach. It shouldn't help the Dalsis, doesn't ask. It's posh, since it has Dalsis and it gets closed, that's the Zechav Bechitz of Alis, even is wider than that. Can't ask that it should need Tzuris of Pesach. Tzuris of Pesach is not considered only of Noi Ba'alma, it's a beauty. But this he asked very well. Because it didn't, shouldn't help the Tzuris HaPesach, because it was called Pesach, even when it's bigger than that, by Tzuris HaPesach, it should have made it equal to the Ulam. So what's the whole reason? Only according to Rab. Even the Braisa also learned from the Hechel, could say they argues in the Mishnah. Or it didn't mention Hechel, only the Simar Ba'alma, as we said, Sama. This is the end of Tosfos Daf Beis.